Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Chrysalis Podcast. I'm your host, Maddie McCartney, and today we're going to be doing an episode on music moods. I actually have a very special guest with me today, my best friend, Bree Adams. I'm so excited to have her on the show. We share a mutual love of music, so we're going to talk all day today about music and a playlist we actually put together for all of you. So I'm super excited to have Bree here with me today. Bree, thank you for joining me. If you want to give a little bit of an introduction for yourself, that would be great.
Thank you so much for having me, Maddie. Hi, everybody. I'm Bree Adams. This is my first little appearance on Maddie's podcast. Me and Maddie have been friends for about a year. We actually just celebrated our friendiversary today. So, yeah. Okay, so I am very huge on music. I am actually a dancer. I've been a dancer for about 14 years now. And, you know, dancing has definitely opened me up to all different sides of the music world. So I have a ton of playlists for a ton of different moods, and I am so excited to share some of those with you.
So basically, like, I thought this would be the perfect opportunity to bring Bree on the show because I've been wanting to have my friends as guests and just... I think all of my friends are amazing. Bree is such an inspiration to me, and like we align so much with our music taste and like what we view, I guess, in like music is so like similar. So I thought she would be the perfect person to do like a music mood playlist episode with, and I'm so excited because we spent like the last 3 hours putting together this like quarantine in the queue playlist for you guys of all of like our favorite songs for a bunch of different moods, and like we're gonna dive into it in detail, so we are super excited. So I think like where this initial idea came from was, like Bree said, she has a playlist for like basically every different mood. And so that's kind of like where we got this idea that we wanted to share our playlists for every different mood and then create our own for you. And basically like we have a bunch of playlists, whether it's like gym with a bunch of like lit stuff, motivating things, chill vibes, emotional playlists. And I think Bree, you can maybe talk more about like what you have as playlists and stuff too.
Yeah, I definitely have literally a playlist for everything. I'm talking like get your day started to words of encouragement to, you know, Liddy with your girls playlist. You know, I literally have a playlist for absolutely everything because I think it's super important to kind of like set the vibe for your environment so you can get in that mood, whatever that may be.
Yeah, and I completely agree. I feel like playlists really set the tone for like basically entering any situation, whether it is more of like a light situation or you're just like going on a run, or it's like prepping for an interview and you're like on your drive. Like the music you play is going to set the tone and create an environment for you that then sets your mood for whatever you're going to do.
Absolutely. And I think for, as you said, prepping for an interview, something a bit more nerve-wracking, I think that having a certain playlist kind of will ease your nerves and kind of give you a voice when you don't even have one.
So true. And that goes into like my other point of like how music expresses emotions that maybe you can't always verbalize. So like in times of like uncertainty or difficulty and you're like really having a hard time maybe verbalizing what you're feeling, because that's going to happen at whatever age you are, you can turn to music, play a song, and express and convey your emotions through that.
Yeah, I definitely agree. You know, usually every playlist I have is fairly large. I do listen to a large spectrum of music, whether that be pop, indie, hip-hop, you know, throwback hip-hop, R&B, even country. Like, I listen to absolutely everything. My playlists tend to run from, like, 50 to 100 songs just so I have a solid... solid playlist.
And I think that's good because like I've always thought like 2 points I have really here is that like certain sections of playlists or certain phases of the playlist can represent like different times in your life almost. Because, like, you can, let's say, have a vibe playlist for, like, 5 or 6 years, but certain sections of that vibe playlist represent, okay, like, your college times or, like, a specific time in your freshman year. And I think those are, such little, like, cool snippets to have.
Absolutely.
And then, like, if I ever do a clean off of, like, a playlist, I'll take, like, okay, let's say I'm done with this phase of my life. I've loved it. It's a memory now. And then I actually have a playlist called Archives where I take songs that I don't want to forget about necessarily, but I don't want them on a playlist. So I take them and I move them and I put them in a little spot. And if I ever want to visit it, and sometimes I do, it's really like a fun throwback. Mm-hmm. So if you've never tried that, I totally recommend like creating an Archives playlist. It's so helpful and just like a nice little memory box for music almost.
That is honestly such a smart idea, because I do the same thing where I clean off playlists. I'll like literally delete them and then make new ones with kind of more updated songs or like new songs that I've found or songs that I've forgotten about, and I just kind of like throw them together, you know. But I definitely think, as you've said, Maddie, tying those songs in with memories, you don't necessarily want to throw that away. So I think that that's a very smart idea to keep those songs in your life.
So kind of stemming off of that, I feel like right now with music, it's a little hard to make a connection because we're in quarantine and we're not like necessarily making really like firm memories because we're staying at home doing the same thing all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to form a sort of like moment around that. So I think what Bree and I wanted to do with this playlist is kind of create something for you to have something and have like a sort of memory and something to base this time off of. And we didn't want to take like a bunch of new music necessarily. We want to take some like classics, some mm-hmm. good throwbacks, things that can be solid moments and maybe not taint new music. I don't want to say that quarantine is like a super negative thing, but also at the same time, I also totally understand like it's hard to say, okay, like, I'm going to get into this new music during quarantine because what is there to attach it to? Like, there's nothing really exciting. So, like, we wanted to kind of hype you up in the best way we could with mm-hmm. a playlist that has a bunch of different moods, a bunch of different vibes. And Bree, I think you can talk more to that.
Yeah, I know that quarantine has been such a roller coaster, you know, especially for myself and, you know, for anyone else. It's been kind of a wave of emotions, and, you know, we've adjusted for the past 2 months, you know, basically this has put a halt on our lives. And so I think it's important to lighten the mood and, you know, try to find the best out of quarantine, whether that's picking up a new skill or continuing habits. So I'm super excited to show you guys this playlist that Maddie and I made. Because it's just such a mixture of vibes, and it's, you know, slow and it's also happy. It'll be such a vibe for you guys, so I can't wait for you guys to listen.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I feel like we totally unintentionally, like, made a super cohesive playlist, and that has a yes. little bit to do with, like, our similar taste as yes. well, but I think you guys are gonna love it. So, without further ado, we introduce to you our The Q playlist. And just for note, I will have this linked in the description. Brie will have it on her Spotify, and I will have it on my Amazon Music. Yes, that is the platform that I use to stream my music. Don't judge. So that's where it will be linked. And of course, you can make your own if you use Apple, but we got you in the forms of a playlist. So here we are.
All right, y'all. So we're going to start out with a little Young Thug Gunna action. So we have Quarantine Clean. I think this is just such a vibe and kind of such a funny like take on, you know, the quarantine. And I literally, this iconic line, he literally says, "I'm quarantine clean, so relaxed." And I just think that like sets the whole tone. I think it's so chill. The beat goes hard, of course, with these artists. They have awesome beats. Kind of to continue on that, I just kind of, again, like the vibe that they set. You know, there's not really any negative talk about, like, you know, the quarantine or anything, but it's just a fun little vibe, fun little ditty, you know, that they have. And I think it's just a bop. It's just a bop to listen to.
It had to be the first song on the playlist.
Yes.
So, yeah.
That's, set it off right.
Enough said.
All right, y'all. And following Quarantine Queen, we have Tarao by Masego. And this song, y'all, is just like a different, slow vibe. Like, this is just, it's, you know, it's got a little jazz tone to it, but it's got also like an R&B little beat going, you know. So I think it's just really cool to listen to. Me as a dancer, I would love to choreograph to something like this. Just do something, you know, pretty and sensual and awesome. So I truly just love the saxophone in the song. Like, that is just literally what drives the entire song. And the beat, of course, it's just, it goes so hard. Like, I love it in the best way, but I think it can fit really any mood. You know, if you're just reading or if you're just kind of like vibing in your kitchen. I always play music when I cook in the kitchen. You know, you got to set that cooking vibe. So, yeah.
When Brie and I were deciding, we were like, we have to pick a vibey, quote unquote, vibey song. I was like, okay, like, think of something, and I'm thinking of something, and she was like, Tadao. And I was like, that's literally the song that I was thinking of. So, like, it was a no-brainer add to this list. Like, it is the ultimate, like, I would say ultimate chill song.
Absolutely.
Highly recommend. Number two on the playlist. Okay, so number three, one of my personal favorite artists, St. John. Have to shout him out, but we have Who Do You Blame by St. John off the Ghetto Lenny Love Songs album. Like, he is iconic from literally head to toe, from first album to second album to everything he does in between. We absolutely had to sauce a song of his onto this playlist, particularly this one, okay? Like, when I tell you, like, we sampled all these songs beforehand, like, this one had us out on the floor. We were, you know, champagne for the exes, wood grain for the Lexus. That's all I'll leave you with. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Yeah, we, both Maddie and I, and a couple of our other friends, Amanda and Issa, shout out, we saw him in concert, y'all, and we literally paid like dirt cheap for this concert, and it was easily like top three concerts that I've been to, right? Like, we literally, it was a smaller venue, it was super crowded, but y'all, like, we had such a good time. He is an incredible, like, exquisite performer, and I would see him so many more times. All right, to continue the vibe, my girl Jessie Reyes, beautiful, beautiful queen. I absolutely loved her new album. So many incredible artists have come out with such great music. And my personal favorite from her new album is Ankles. You know, this is like the bad bitch vibe. Like, this is like literally iconic line from the song, "These bitches don't make it to my ankles." I think that that is so raw and so real. Especially in these hard times, you know, sometimes we really take pride in the things that we are constantly doing, like going to school, you know, going to work, you know, being productive, you know, and some of that is put on halt. So I think that sometimes having songs remind you like who you are, and like, I think that that's so important. And I think that, you know, these bitches don't make it to my ankles.
All right. So number five, one of my like probably lifetime favorite songs, River by Leon Bridges. This is, if you have never heard it, literally, like, stop listening to the podcast and turn it on right now.
Period.
Because this is one of those songs where, like, it will make you forget, like, pretty much anything that's going on in your life. And that's really, like, how I can describe it appropriately. It's one of those songs that takes you to a world, takes you to a universe that is not your current moment. Like, it's one of those, I have it on my like stadium playlist, because it's just a moment. Okay.
Yeah, one thing I love about some of these newer artists is they take you back, and I think that Leon Bridges is absolutely one of those people. Like, you look at the Coming Home album, which is where the song is from, and it just takes you back to like the 50s, 60s, you know, and I think that that's so like vintage and authentic. This song is just definitely like takes you home. It just takes you home.
Absolutely. So number six, I'm literally going to be like, every song on this playlist is my favorite song of all time.
Yes.
But when I was just yelled, I'm so sorry. I get so excited about this song. Break from Toronto by
Party.
Next door. Number 6 on our The Q playlist. This song is everything you've ever needed in your life. I don't care what mood you're in. That smile on your face makes it easy to trust you. Though I won't spoil the song for you, but go listen to it. It's so good.
Yeah.
And the fact that he, you know, Party is an expert on taking samples from other songs and like popping them on his own stuff. This is a prime example of it. And it's so good.
All right, y'all, we're going to move to numero siete, my absolute favorite artist. Y'all know me, y'all already know what I'm going to say. Kalani, y'all. Literally, like, top to bottom, inside out, most beautiful woman, one of the most beautiful women that I just know. I am shouting out her song Jealous with Lexi, R.I.P., she is an icon. This song is just, again, kind of like the Jessie Reyes song. It's just kind of that, like, bad bitch feeling, you know? People are jealous. These dudes are jealous. Like, you have nothing to worry about. Be your own person. Keep being you. Keep being real. Keep being raw. And that is the one and top thing that I absolutely love about Kalani. She is just raw, woke, intelligent, just beautiful inside and out. All right, y'all, moving on to number 8, my summertime jam of all time. We got Crew by Goldlink. This song, y'all, literally, it just puts you in a mood. It just makes you want to drive your car out to the drive-in theater.
Get that shmoney.
Get that shmoney. Literally, like, it is just such, like, dude, we need to, like, count how many times we say vibe in this podcast. But, y'all, like, this is a vibe. This is a vibe. Like, so, yeah, honestly, like, I just, there's so much I could say, but, like, it's really just, like, that cool, like, rap song, you know, takes you back, takes you to, like, that sunshine, you know, kicking it with the homies, you know, going to a kickback, going to a party, whatever, like, linking up with your friends. I just love it so much, and I can't wait for y'all to hear it. All right, so, number 9, Yo No Sé by Dani Lay. Dani Lay is definitely also one of my top female artists. I think that she's really just dope and just really chill, super authentic. And I know that she is part Dominican, so I know that some of her songs are in Spanish. And, you know, I'm getting learning to my Spanish language. So, yeah, that is one of the skills that I have picked up in quarantine. I learned it for 4 years in high school, and I think it's something that I shouldn't put to waste. So I want to definitely continue that. But this is definitely it's just such a vibe, and it's a little litty song, kind of get you going for your day. So, yeah, I love it.
On to number 10. We wanted to slow it down for you. We wanted to make sure we get all of the moods, into this playlist. So this is getting you a little hot and steamy for those of you who are quarantined with your boo-thang.
Boo-boo-boo-thang.
We got number 10, Slow Grind by Tory Lanez, my dude. If you guys are really looking for, like, literally, like, that song in the bedroom, like, I'm gonna be up front, this is it, because the way he takes our ultimate, you know, Grind On Me feature and slaps his beautiful voice on it, there's nothing better. And that's all I have to say. Period. End of sentence. Now, I feel like I get so excited about literally every song on here, even the ones Brie has been talking about it. But this next song, number 11, Division with Me, off their freshman album, September 5th. Like, this is the greatest song.
Elite.
Yeah. ELITE. You need to get in your car. You need to turn on With Me by Division. And you need to drive around in your little, you know, quarantine mobile and feel the vibe that is this song. Feel that beat switch up.
Y'all ain't ready for that transition. Like, you're.
Whew! Whew! That's all I got to say.
All right, y'all, we gonna get a little ratchet. So. My next song is Bitch From The South from Mulatto. Remix with Mulatto, with Saweetie, with Trina. Y'all, this is just the vibe to be, you know, once these clubs open up, it's over. It's over. And once this song plays, it's really over because I'm going to be stepping out with my girls and we're just going to be having a good time. This is just like the ultimate hype song. And literally, like, I can't even, like, quote, oh God, like, just, there's so many iconic lines, like, y'all just need to listen to it, but, you know, I've always been a fan of, Saweetie, Trina. Mulatto is a very, very new artist, so I'm not familiar with her, but she killed this song, and y'all should see the music video, because she's popping in that too.
Period. This next banger, because you know we had to get some, you know, independent boss women on here. We have a little bit of a throwback, but you know, TikTok reminded us of the goddess that is Cash Doll. We have track 13, Ice Me Out.
Ice Me Out.
Ice Me Out. Enough said.
All right, y'all, you know I gotta come with the classics because that is where a lot of this newer music originates from and inspires newer artists. My girl Lil' Kim with The Jump Off. This is just literally, as soon as the song comes on, you know you gotta get hype. This is ultimately like the lit song. You know, Lil' Kim is definitely a hip hop icon, stemming from the 90s. You know, she was very close with, you know, Notorious B.I.G., another icon, of course. And I think that she definitely, with the vibes of like Nicki Minaj and a lot of these other artists, I would even say like Saweetie, Trina, I definitely think that she just has set the tone for, you know, kind of more that like vulgar, hard-hitting female rap.
Okay, so our 15th and final track on this The Cue playlist, which I just want to say we might add to it, but this is what we have for you at the moment. But track 15, one of my favorite songs of all time, very recently so because it's new, is Fall in Line by K-Camp. And when I tell you, like, this song is something magical, put it on. Put it on, sis. Mm-hmm. Put it on, bro. Like,
I nearly fainted when I listened to this.
I played it, Brie had not heard it, and, like, this is some cinematic type-ish, okay? The way K-Camp lays his vocals on this beat, unbelievable.
Yeah, I listened to this song and, like, this is summertime. Like, it is May. Like, it is Liddy. I'm ready for all these bops. And so many, as I said before, like, so many artists, even ones that truly, like, K-Camp isn't one I listen to very often, but I definitely do know some of his songs, and these people are just dropping hits after hits, so it is definitely worth a listen to.
Absolutely, and Brie made me think of it just now, but I just want to shout out all of the artists who, even amidst this quarantine, are releasing music and sharing their work, and, like, that's definitely, obviously, like, sort of probably a financial sacrifice for a lot of people, because normally when music's released, they, like, get to go on tour, do all that stuff, and, like, do a lot of press. But with quarantine, that's not really, like, an option. So they're really releasing music, like, for their fans and because they love what they do. And, like, that just means so much because, like, I don't know, I appreciate it so much more. And it's, like with Kehlani dropping her new album, yes. K-Camp, like, it's just, like, so obvious that they, like, love what they do and they want to share it, and it's not just for the money and it's not just for the industry.
Yeah, this is definitely, as I've said before, just, you know, it's a really hard, difficult, uncertain time. And, you know, as corny as it may sound, music gets us through some really tough times and through the best times. I think that music is one of those awesome things where there's just, you know, a spectrum of emotions that we can kind of, you know, vibe to and relate to. And I think that's super important, especially right now.
Yeah, so that's really, like, first and foremost why I wanted to do this episode and why I wanted to have Brie on and share it with her. And, like, I just thought that this would be a perfect thing to share with you guys because I feel like amidst all this, it's tough to, you know, find an outlet and maybe express yourself. So, like, whatever we can do to help absolutely, like, I want to do that, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Yeah.
And Brie, thank you so much for coming and doing this with me. I really appreciate it. Like I said, we have similar tastes, so it was super fun to make this playlist with you.
Yeah, and thank you for having me so much. Honestly, I've thought about starting my own podcast, kind of doing my own vibe, so... you know, check me out when I do so. But yeah, I am so happy that we share similar music tastes.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you so much for listening. All the details, including the playlist for this, will be in the description of this podcast. I will also have all of Bree's information if you're interested in following her. And per usual, if you're interested in supporting the podcast further, you can visit Anchor and give me a little extra support. Also, I always appreciate a review, stars, a written review, whatever you want to give me. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Feedback is always welcome. I love constructive criticism. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you are doing well and staying healthy and sane. Enjoy the playlist, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.